Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Okay, I do want to take your calls today. And I'm going to give the number out at the bottom of the hour, and I would hope that people will call in, wanting to bring up some of the issues that I raised, because I want to hear what you think. I want your perspective. I want your view, but also enjoy and learn a lot from the points that you bring up, the news items that you raise, in many cases that I'm not even aware of. Obviously, the quickening is accelerating. The good, the bad, and the ugly is coming out in all of us. The world is hurtling into a bottomless, globalist design depression. Israel is now more public about their plan to strike Iran, and the propaganda is being put out to do that. And whether you love Iran, hate Iran, or indifferent, you need to understand we were lied to about WMDs in Iraq. We've been lied to about Iran. And the big mega banks that are bankrupting this country and Europe by design openly are pushing the policy to launch this new war as a political distraction. We've been predicting as this depression gets worse and worse, they're going to start large wars. That is the playbook, bread and butter of corrupt systems and establishments and oligarchies and ruling elites and king rats throughout history. So that is all coming up tonight, the latest developments on that front. Also, radiation levels all over Europe are going up higher and higher. Radiation levels are going up here, and they're saying it's not Fukushima, but they're saying don't worry about it. These are dangerous levels of radiation from the numbers I've seen. We'll be going over what's happening on that front. And how does that dovetail with this headline, colossal geoengineering in plain sight? Later in the hour, before I go to your calls, I want to give a prelude to in-depth reports I'm going to do later this week on the radio and the nightly news TV transmission, where I'm going to present a lot of it today, the patents, the documents, because there's some great films out there exposing chemtrails, and for 5 years I've been working on a chemtrail film off and on and never released it. So I'm just going to try to cobble together all the research we've done and just go ahead and start putting it out on the radio and TV. Because everybody's still kind of wandering around wondering what's going on. We've done the research and got so immersed in it, I never released it. And a lot of it, again, is out there already, and people have reported on it. They just haven't tied it together and explained what the globalists themselves admit they're doing. It is diabolical off the chart. So the Iran situation, the radiation levels going up, the giant, colossal, gargantuan, mega, words can't describe it, global geoengineering program going on, which they now admit they're engaged in, but the establishment won't tell us why. They now admit, okay, there's a classified program, we're doing it, you people weren't conspiracy theorists, but don't question what we're doing and don't ask about specifics. Just sit down and shut up and drink your fluoride water. You got it? On top of that, there's been a raid in Nevada of a farm-to-fork party with 100 people or so getting together to eat organic food. Can't do that here in Land of the Free, Home of the Brave. They're cracking down on Occupy Wall Street everywhere, beating their heads in cities all across the country, shooting them with rubber bullets. Leaders are coming out, including former military folks, generals, and others, and saying, this is not freedom. Looks like something out of Saudi Arabia or China. Whether you love Occupy Wall Street or hate them, the point is you have to defend their right to the First Amendment. And when Obama couldn't co-opt it, he went after him. We got Michael Moore lecturing everybody while he has $5 million houses all over the place. Jay-Z's making all this money off Occupy Wall Street shirts, criticizing the free market when he's made hundreds of millions off of it. But by the way, said he won't contribute any of that money to the Occupy movement. And then Ron Paul was given 89 seconds in the CBS debate, the CBS presidential, Republican presidential debate. We'll get into that. We'll get into the latest on Penn State, the latest on Obama giving contracts to his campaign contributors, and more. Stay with us.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is the 13th day of November 2011 on this live Sunday broadcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. I will open the phones up, give the phone number out at the bottom of the hour after I've gone into basically a boil down of the top stories that I think are most important and actually affect our lives. Some of these stories are big national items. Others aren't getting the attention they deserve. Sometimes we do cover whatever the big story is, but give our own perspective and analysis on it. But more often than not, we actually cover geopolitical movements, societal movements, cultural developments, scientific discoveries here on this transmission that are not getting the attention that they deserve. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us. I know you have a lot of media choices out there, and there's a lot of entertainment and things of little or no significance, and also a lot of different flavors of the false left-right paradigm. But millions of people, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., join me for the weekday show, and millions also tune in here for the Sunday transmission on AM, FM, Global Shortwave, Sirius XM, and, of course, Infowars.com. So I want to welcome you all aboard here today, and thank you for joining us. And this is not a spectator radio broadcast / TV, because we're streaming it out over the web as well at PrisonPlanet.tv or InfowarsNews.com. This is a radio broadcast that is interactive. Almost everything that I cover here, I'd say 95% of it, is open source in legislation, in trade publications, or in mainstream or alternative media. And I won't just cover one article generally on a subject. I'll cover an entire grouping from different angles and then give you the globalist perspective from reading hundreds of their white papers and understanding the enemy on why they're doing what they're doing and connecting the dots and how it ties together. And we've been devastatingly accurate when it comes to forecasting major trends and movements in society and major events. Okay. Israel, again, is making more statements that they're planning to strike Iran as early as the start of next month. I pray this is saber rattling. We're going to go over that report first. Then we're going to look at Ron Paul, basically silenced at the CBS debate last night. Sure, on average he gets about 4 minutes. The top candidate gets about 14. The other candidates get 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 minutes, depending on which other candidate you're talking about. Scientific studies have been done on it in the last few months. The Drudge Report has reported on it and others. Well, last night, Mitt Romney got more than 12 minutes. Ron Paul got 89 seconds. 89 seconds. So they let him in the debate, but for all intents and purposes, he's not there. But he still scored multiple hole-in-ones, out-of-the-parks, grand slams, whatever you want to call it, Hail Marys, in the two times he got to talk. Combined time, 89 seconds. I mean, they had him down to 4 minutes and change in the debates. First, it was 6 minutes down to 4 minutes. There's been like 10 of these things now. They're very popular. Folks are really waking up politically and looking for answers. And he got 89 seconds. By the way, that report is up at drudgereport.com right now. One of the top stories there. If you want to go there, it's an easy place to find it. It's also at Infowars.com. He's a link to our posting on the subject at drudgereport.com if you'd like to find that. Drudge is always good at having things where they're easy to find. It's still on our front page, too, but our stuff scrolls off so fast. There it is. It's the top story, bottom top story in the top left-hand corner. Ron Paul gets 89 seconds to speak in debate. We'll probably just go ahead and show folks a screenshot of that if they're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. So I'm going to get into Iran and whether you're for the war or against it, what it signifies, what it means. You can't debate what it's going to do. It runs from bad to worse. But it's good for one group, the politicians that want to distract you from the world depression. Nothing like a war to get people to patriotically just kind of circle the wagons around government and do whatever they're told because, after all, we're in a time of war, so we better do what the government says. So we got Israel on that front. We'll get into the Ron Paul situation, the attacks on Occupy Wall Street all over the country. Here's a headline. Top military commander in court support right to protest, but all over the country the word has been given because Obama couldn't co-opt them completely to attack them. St. Louis, Salt Lake City, Denver, crackdown on Occupy protesters. Oakland cracks down. I mean, it's just pouring in, so we'll get into that report coming up. Also, we'll look at the candidates, the Republicans supporting waterboarding, new wars, and other crimes against humanity that I guess Americans think now is manly and tough. So we'll be looking at that. Also, we've seen a lot of this. But, you know, I mean, to be fair, under Bush, tens of billions of dollars, $9 billion in one payment and a few billion after that that I saw, were given in a program called BioShield to, quote, develop vaccines for forced inoculation during smallpox, anthrax, or other attacks. And it turned out those were basically political payoffs. And it was used as a cover to build bioweapons laboratories all over the country, and that's now admitted. Well, here's the L.A. Times. It's now open season on Obama because that he was unable to become our savior and bring us Marxist-Leninist banker, you know, deployed control. Because they want us all dependent on them, so the mega-rich try to bring collectivist systems to countries they dominate. But now there's open season on him politically because he's a political liability for the elite. So they've turned on him. The L.A. Times that said he could walk on water and might have the same magical powers as the Tooth Fairy combined with the Easter Bunny, as well as the Lucky Charms creature. The L.A. Times is the headline. Cost. Need questioned in $433 million smallpox drug deal. A company controlled by a longtime political donor gets a no-bid contract to supply an experimental remedy for a threat that may not exist. Am I waking up in the Twilight Zone here where the L.A. Times isn't just criticizing Obama for payoffs to political donors? They're coming out with the energy company scams as well. But they're criticizing vaccine programs that aren't needed. I guess you do want to sell a few newspapers. You do want to stay in the game. You do want to stay relevant a little bit. It's kind of like the L.A. Times and the New York Times 3 weeks ago came out and admitted that busted Iranian car salesman down there, that it was totally fake. And, of course, it did come out that was fake in a way to start a new war with Iran. And I'm not saying Iran's lily white, you know, the driven snow, perfectly, you know, pure as a driven snow. I'm saying they lied to us about WMDs before. Now they're not even really lying. They're just saying they could make a bomb at these facilities, and they're studying a type of nuclear technology that could be used for weapons that 100-plus other countries openly study, including the University of Texas at the J.J. Pickles Center up off North Research with two nuclear reactors, experimental. The average Austinite doesn't even know they're there. And they happen to be doing these exact same tests because I've gone and researched it up there. Are we going to have the UN and NATO come, you know, attack North Austin because they've got a big, giant experimental, then one smaller? nuclear experimental reactor up there? I mean, the UN's been inside these reactors. They can't create fissile material to make an atomic bomb or a hydrogen bomb. We come back from break. I'm going to get into Iran first, briefly. Then I'm going to get into Ron Paul. Then I'm going to get into the incredible meltdown of Europe, which we told you. They're going to call it the failure of the euro. And out of the depression that's brought in there, and now all the big pundits at CNBC, CNN are saying it's a global depression. It was always one. It was always designed to be one. Told you this 10 years ago. Told you 4 years ago. Told you 3 years ago. A year ago. 6 months ago. I told you they'd announce a bank of the world, global currency, as the answer to the global meltdown. Why do I know? I don't have a crystal ball. How do I know? I know because it's in the Trilateral Commission documents that are public from 1975 and 1976. This has all been planned. We'll be right back. The New World Order is upon us.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree spray, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, we have a link to a London Independent newspaper article that says conspiracy theories are running rampant and taking over, and these people are dangerous. And then the first thing that they talk about in the article is these crazies think the government can track you with GPS with your phone. And we just post a blurb of the article with them saying that and then link to the London Guardian and other mainstream news with the headlines: government tracking entire population in England and U.S. without warrants, with GPS triangulators built into your phone. Technically, there's not GPS in most phones. It's a cell tower that is GPS triangulator. So they triangulate your GPS. It's not GPS. It's triangulation using GPS. So that's how they try to play mind games. Well, it's not GPS. It's triangulation. So instead of down to 5 feet, it's down to 10 feet. But really, the system works down to about 2 inches. Yeah, I was out at the ranch. I wasn't deer hunting, but there were some people down there deer hunting, and one of them lost his phone riding on his four-wheeler. And he just it was out there on, 1,000-plus acres somewhere. He just went to his Find software on his laptop on Wi-Fi with the app he had, and it zoomed in right on the spot. Showed him the triangulated area with a satellite photo, and he was then able to hone right in on the spot where it was at, down to 1 foot. My point is, you point out what's going on, you point out the reality, and you get called a conspiracy theorist. Hey, look at this. Merck's Kenneth Frazier to head up Penn State investigation. Merck CEO, they brought you all those great drugs, including Gardasil, that they knew was killing people in the trials. Then they just get government to mandate it, so then they get vaccine protection and liability protection with a product causing autoimmune diseases and death. But he'll now go run the nice little tidying up, probably a nice bucket of white paint there. And, of course, all the other great drugs Merck's brought you. I mean, have you forgotten? I mean, they had Rick Perry come out and say, it's the law, I got to take Gardasil. And we said, there's no law, nowhere in the U.S. can they make you take a shot. Unless you're in the military, and then even that is a approved by the FDA shot, nothing experimental, and the smallpox and anthrax shots are experimental. And the military is like, wow, really? Yes. And then, of course, that got overturned because people pointed it out. They tried to court-martial a few Army doctors at first who pointed it out, but it didn't matter. They had to back off. See, we're informed, but I remember being in the newspaper in Texas and nationally, Alex Jones and medical doctors he has on claim it's not the law, you have to take it. They're conspiracy theorists. They claim the governments can track you in live time without warrants. Now it's all over the news. But they still come out and say we're crazy. Kind of like I said, they'd announce a Bank of the World after they started imploding the European Union. I said this a decade ago, plus. And that they would then announce a Bank of the World with a global currency that you'd pay carbon taxes, VAT, and sales taxes to. It's now in the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Financial Times of London. The Vatican's called for it. Time Magazine, Newsweek, and everybody else. Just type in world government, a solution to Greek crisis, and it's right there. And we told you, the Irish crisis, the Icelandic crisis, the Grecian crisis, that after each crisis and after each new trillion plus that the private bankers that created the derivatives got, and after taxes were raised, it would only cause things to get worse and the next country to implode. Oh, and I said several years ago with our expert guest, because I spend 18 hours or more a day totally focused on this, so I am a super expert. Yes, it's true. Everybody who's looked at it knows it's true. I told you next it would be, oh, I'm sorry, it's all on record. I told you it would be Italy, then Spain, then Portugal, then France, then Denmark, right down the line. Every European Union member. They've already bankrupted all the Eastern European countries that were brought in, and the 25 group. As it implodes back to the 15 and the 10, and it'll implode, 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 and then they'll bankrupt Germany last. Now, you've heard it here over and over and over again. Countless articles written, countless interviews, and you're going to see it happen. It is a controlled demolition of the world economy, period. And here's an article out of the Business Insider. To save Europe, they had to kill democracy. And I've heard this on Bloomberg. I've heard this on CNBC, MSNBC. And people are like, you heard it on TV? Yeah, I don't really watch TV. I listen to it on XM. I'm addicted. I can walk around the house with a receiver. I can be in the yard. I can be in my car everywhere. I can turn it up in the shower. Listen to everything. And I can monitor the propaganda without looking at the bags of pus. Like Newt Gingrich, one of the new Republican frontrunners, supports global government in books he wrote, openly supports open borders in the past, openly supports carbon taxes, and I'll get emails from you saying, oh, shut up, that's not true. Oh, kind of like I told you, Rick Perry worked for Al Gore and supported carbon taxes and supported Hillary Care and supported gun control and supported open borders and amnesty cities. And then you tell me I'm a liar, but then later it comes out mainstream and you have to apologize. Because you're going, wait, this year he tried in the legislature to pass it into sanctuary cities, which he covertly killed himself. He kills bills he gets introduced so he can have cake, eat it too. It's called a fraud, called a scam, called a bamboozling. Don't be a sucker. Don't be a schmuck. Don't be an idiot. And now it's all come out. And Mitt Romney, oh, gun control, abortion, open borders, sanctuary cities, wrote Obamacare, is praised by Al Gore for total carbon taxes. But with him, you tell conservatives, and they go, well, I like carbon taxes and turning guns in. I like open borders now. Okay, then, you deserve everything you get, just like the Obama zombies. You people that support mainline, blue blood, establishment, corporate whore, New World Order Republicans, get what you deserve. You toady up to them like some stray dog in the forest. You toady up and lick their boots thinking you're part of the power structure because you sign on to who they told you the winner is. And politically, Mitt Romney shoves a shotgun right in your face like some stray dog somebody's getting rid of and just pulls both triggers, your whole head blowing off, and as your brain splatter, the last thing you're thinking about is a big heart with a big arrow through it. Oh, Romney, you want my guns? You can have them. Oh, Romney, open borders. Oh, you wrote Obamacare. We love you. We love you. We're idiots. We're morons. You know, I told you I would get into Israel. You know, I love how they say support Israel, support an attack on Iran. When I've seen polls in Israel of upwards of 70%+, other scientific polls, 55, 60, some 45. But in most polls, the majority of Israelis who live there are not for attacking Iran. They've had all their former intelligence chiefs come out against it. And you know what they've said, even in the Washington Times and Washington Post? This is about Obama getting a political distraction. He's acting like he's against it. Well, he's fully behind it. And it's about Benjamin Netanyahu, the head of the Likud party, getting to be a big hero when his ratings are down. Because a war, when you get in a war, people support you even if they were against the war. Once it started, they get behind you. And then all those riots in Israel over their depression might not get as much attention. So I'll briefly get into this. Ron Paul, give the number out. Then get into all the other news and chemtrails. That's coming up. Stay with us.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flux. flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we are back live. I'm going to go ahead and give the number out. Toll-free number to join us. It's different than the weekday radio show from 11 to 2 because that show, the Minnesota Network headquarters, takes the calls. We do it right out of our own studios here on Sundays, so 100% produced right here. It's 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. On any of the issues we've raised or any issues you'd like to raise, or if you disagree with me or have a question, comment, whatever the case is, 877-789-2539, and we'll open that phone system here in just a moment. It's computerized, so then we got to make sure we open it up. Okay, look, I've already talked a lot about Israel, but after I covered geoengineering and the climate manipulation by the globalist, because we already have a global government. It's a private, corporate, world government, anti-free market, shadowy, but now coming out in the open. After I get into this news, then I want to go back into Iran and into your calls. But all day, it's, you know, the Iranians are going to get us. Oh, my gosh. But the Associated Press and others are reporting higher radiation levels in every country of Europe. And they're saying, just don't worry about it. They're saying they don't know where it's coming from, but it's the radioactive iodine isotopes that are only released by fission and meltdowns in reactors. The French have had a couple disasters the last few months. The Canadians have had disasters. Plants in the U.S. have had releases. The five of the six melted down, exploded hulks in Fukushima. Japan blowing right across the Pacific Ocean. They're still melting down wildly. But nobody's concerned about that. In Europe, they've just raised the level. Oh, radiation's up? We'll just raise what we say is safe. Oh, it's way up in the U.S., sometimes thousands of times what was said previously? We'll just raise the level. It's like I'm living in the Twilight Zone. It really makes my head spin that this is going on. And then all I'm hearing about all day is Iran, Iran, Iran. And then it's actually in Reuters, but it never gets any attention. And Paul Watson earlier last week put together a bunch of government documents, White House press releases under Bush and Obama, to admit our so-called government, for 5 years at least, has been staging terror attacks all over Iran, blowing up military bases. They blew up one today. And, of course, the Iranians don't want to look powerless, so they're like, oh, it was an accident that our top general in ballistic missiles was blown up with a bunch of his troops. Accidentally at a military base. But their actual Supreme Council has come out, and our own government. And the Israelis admit they've got special ops on the ground with other locals and with Wahhabist groups out of Iran, real Al-Qaeda, just like real Al-Qaeda was used to overthrow Gaddafi and to a lesser extent Hosni Mubarak of Egypt. And then I got to be lectured all day. The government has to stick their hands down my pants at the airport because with dirty gloves, with flesh-eating bacteria dripping off of them. That's come out in the news. Or try to force me into a microwave or try to grope my children because Al-Qaeda is going to get me and you just gave them. They actually, the government is Al-Qaeda in Libya. They're actually flying the Al-Qaeda flag. That's in the news. And it's like, well, that's the good Al-Qaeda. And, yeah, there's a few thousand shoulder-launched surface-to-air missiles that can take anything down, and 8,000 other ones missing, but don't worry about that. The government wants to set up domestic checkpoints and is now doing it, federally run, that violate the 10th Amendment, to search you randomly because Al-Qaeda. But then you get the internal training manuals. It's all about gun owners, libertarians, constitutionalists, conservatives. The very people, some of them, cheerleading the police state in the name of keeping them safe. So Israel, look, Israel, that is the government of Israel. We're told back Israel. I'm not against Israel. I'm not against any of these countries. But I'm against the corrupt governments that get power and political gravitas out of wars because we primitively rally around the government when it starts a war. It's primitive that when the enemy's coming, you rally around the chief. But these aren't our hereditary chiefs. These aren't our people that are on our side. They're punching our primitive instincts, like a dog growling at somebody that knocks on the window at night. They're punching our buttons. Who is the U.S. government? It's a vending machine for foreign interest, who've gotten their people into every regulatory position where if little guys try to go and put money in the vending machine, it's called bribery. If U.S. companies or smaller companies do it, I mean even billion-dollar companies are small, they get indicted, they go to jail. It's only the big Fortune 100 can do whatever it wants. You want to launder $378 billion in your Wachovia and Wells Fargo? Do it. You're Bank of America and you want to take houses that you never even had a deed for that are totally paid for? Do it. You're Prudential? You want to take the death benefits of hundreds of thousands of dead and dying veterans? Do it! Nobody's going to stop you because you took decades putting your people in all the regulatory positions, gaining influence and power the whole time. And, I mean, this Fortune 100 is a bunch of crooks competing with each other, and then they go, oh, don't worry about the Depression. Don't worry about everything falling apart. They dangle Iran in front of us. Look, they're scary. They got beards, and then they got turbans on their heads, and they're going to get you. And they want to attack you. Yes, Iran has Hezbollah as a proxy army against Israel. And Israel has their proxy Kurd groups and Wahhabist Sunni groups against the Shiite state of Iran. I'm a Christian. I'm not Shiite. I'm not Sunni. I don't have a dog in that fight. But I'm into truth. And Iran's been overthrown repeatedly by the corporate interests that have overthrown America. Iran was our friend in 53 when they were betrayed. They used the, quote, Muslim extremists to try to overthrow the government, CIA-backed. Then the CIA double-crossed them, killed the entire government, hundreds of them, cut their heads off, let the Muslim extremists do that, arrested Mohammad Mossadegh, and then double-crossed the Muslim radicals, kicked them out, and brought in the Shah, who about a million people disappeared. By the way, I mean, that's a large part of their population. I mean, see, it's easy just to go, kill them Arabs. I hear it all the time with good old boys. They're not Arabs, you idiot. Number one, it'd be wrong to say kill them Arabs. But if you're saying kill people, at least be able to find it on a map, you moron. You fool. You make real rednecks who are supposed to be crafty and smart and know what's going on in the world look like idiots. Your granddaddy would have thought you were a fool, driving around in a big pickup truck, sticking your gut out, and talking tough about parking lot this, glass parking lot that is not tough. Letting a bunch of foreign banks take your country over and send us off to war. By the way, the same mega bankers, through media they own, will demonize us in Europe, but in the media they own over here, say the war is good. They're blaming this whole stinking world government on the American people. We're paying for it. Oh, sure. We ought to get that oil from Iraq because we went over there and liberated them. You pay for it, idiot. You don't get the oil. Why's China and France getting it? Because they're part of the New World Order and we're just the idiots. This isn't, it's one thing if you go, well, this is a corrupt empire like the British Empire 200 years ago, but I as an Englishman get something from it. And you actually did get something. If you go around murdering and killing people, you got part of it. No. You pay for all this and then you get hated for it and the bankers sit there laughing. That's really stupid. If you want to just be a mercenary and be, okay, I'm evil. The only people actually getting something out of this are the mercenaries, other than the globalists. Mercenaries getting $180,000 on average, while the troops are getting about $30,000 or less on average. I mean, if you want to just be a psychopath or sociopath, and you know, and look what America's turned into, where they've made it so sexy to be into torture. Yeah, that's how America does it. We torture people. Yeah, we get false confessions. Yeah, yeah. Then we recruit people out of the Guantanamo Bay and send them to run Libya, and then the public's too dumb to even know that. Or, yeah, the U.S. government gets the underwear bomber on Christmas Day on the plane and it all comes out later and nobody asks, wow, there should be an investigation. Again, foreign megabanks that are totally ruthless and are, by the way, funding the Muslim extremists. You know, they're putting them in power in all these countries because they know in 5 years you won't remember when they march us off to kill them. And it's just a reason to stay in the region, stay in control, and have weapons sales and take our liberty here domestically. Everything, we pay for it. I'll get into Ron Paul being censored, your phone calls, and the chemtrails. Stay with us.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Again, the public in the United States is treated like three-year-olds because we act like it. 5 years ago, George W. Bush put out a press release and admitted five different terrorist groups, including four of them that are al-Qaeda-based, are funded by the U.S. government inside Iran, staging daily terror attacks, blowing up dams, killing people, you name it. Now, the Israelis are operating there as well. A lot of people are like, good, get them. The point is, this is the rules of war. You can't be a crazy hypocrite. What if Iran was blowing up stuff here in the U.S.? They'd be bombed so quick and make your head spin. Again, the globalists don't want to be friends with Iran. They kicked our friends out in 53. They want enemies. Because the people running America hate America. The special interest. Oh, the leader of Italy, Berlusconi, has finally left. I mean, the guy's even allowed to have underage girlfriends and not get in trouble. But he's still a high-powered puppet. He's mafia high up there, but huge mafia connections, but he's still not a true elitist. He's an elitist servant. And now, oh, crowds are celebrating. He's gone. He's a puppet. Obama's a puppet. Bush was a puppet. The elites stand behind these puppets. And you get angry at them and take out Bush, put in Obama, take out Obama, put in Mitt Romney, and it just gets worse. You got to go off of who they were bought and paid for by, not off the rhetoric. It's off their real track record. Incredible. Look at this. Obama says China must play by the rules, but he admits America's been a little bit lazy. You mean the 100 million people on the government dole or on welfare one way or the other always want more of what the American people that work harder and harder. Those that do work in major studies in America work on average two jobs and on average about 12 hours a day, including weekends. And our country and the family is falling apart. And those that do work, you can look up the actuaries on this. Americans that do work are the hardest working per capita in the world. You know people who are successful? Yeah, they're working at midnight, aren't they? I know I am a lot. I grab little hour here, hour there, a few hours of my children. I'm so dedicated to my work, even when I'm with them, I can't stand it. I'm still working. Then you got people that want to just live, you know, at a certain level, want to do their 8 hours. That's great. They're still working hard as well and paying more and more taxes. But then you got all these other people working for the big mega banks. Again, they don't know they work for the big mega banks, but the big welfare class are like, give us more. And the elite, anytime they want, can sick them on what's left of the middle class. That's the dependent class the ultra-rich want. And that's something the Republicans will never tell you because they're part of it as well. But that's the whole Democrat game. And don't worry, China agency warns of new U.S. downgrade. Last time they did that, we went from AAA plus to AAA, which means we pay more interest to the banksters who are the ones we're bailing out. We bail them out with tens of trillions. They raise our taxes and austerity globally, cut benefits, cut services, and then they lecture us and we pay higher interest. Gotta love that one, don't you? I'd buy that for a dollar. Okay, let me get to this Ron Paul. Because I want to come back, take a bunch of your calls, and spend at least 20 minutes on geoengineering the globalist manipulating the weather. The point is the world is waking up to all of this. They want to start a new war to distract people. Ron Paul comes out and says, you know, we lied about WMDs. We can't just start a war with Iran. The Soviets had nukes. We didn't have war with them. Let's try to work with them. Let's try to be friends with them. Something Iran, by the way, is actually asked to do. Iran had... Look at this article. Explosion in Iran rocks Revolutionary Guards military base. Again, it is in Reuters. It is in mainstream news. It is in the Daily Mail that Israel, England, and the U.S. have special forces there. I mean, look at this article. Pull up BBC. It's up on Drudge. It's also at InfoWars, but it's in the middle column of Drudge. For PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. If not, just go online, type in Iran explosion at Revolutionary Guards military base. 17 soldiers have been killed in an explosion at a military base near Iran's capital, Tehran, officials say. And it's a huge mushroom cloud on the horizon. It's like it shows a photo from like 20 miles away. It looks like a mini nuke went off. The blast occurred when weapons were being moved. Yeah, they always say that. Inside a Revolutionary Guard depot, a spokesman for the elite unit told State TV, windows in nearby buildings were shattered. And it goes on to say the top general over their missile delivery systems was killed. All right, well, point is that article's out there. Let's go ahead and go to this Ron Paul piece. So here's Ron Paul. And Ron Paul... In scientific studies that we have linked in the article, in fact, let me just give you that headline. Well, there's the Iran headline. Iran explosion, Revolutionary Guard, military base. So again, our supposed government that's gang raping our whole political and financial system is telling us that we've got to give up all of our liberties and freedoms and have Homeland Security take over every facet of our lives and have domestic checkpoints on major highways and at malls and have Janet Napolitano, when she's not shipping guns into Mexico, to blame it on the Second Amendment, lecturing us about the terrorist threat and brainwashing school children to think that Al-Qaeda is hiding under tables and picnic tables and closets and under their beds. All this is going on. And we've got links to all the scientific studies and reports where Ron Paul gets the least amount of coverage, the least amount of time, and when he does, it's mainly negative. But on average, he gets about 4 minutes and 14 seconds in the studies we've got linked in a debate, in all the debates they've had. Well, now Ron Paul gets 89 seconds to speak in debate. Now CBS News has given him 89 seconds. And you can go look at Mitt Romney and the others, on average, got more than 10 minutes. Ron Paul, in an hour and a half debate, got 89 seconds. But he still did a great job in that time. But that shows you that in every major poll, he's second, third, or fourth place. If you actuary it together, he's number three going into number two. And meanwhile, surging is the goblin, Newt Gingrich, who supports carbon taxes, global government. I mean, he wrote the foreword to Alvin and Heidi Toffler's book saying we'll have to get rid of our sovereignty for a global government. Read it. It's online. I've got clips of Newt Gingrich saying we all need microchips in us. This guy is a globalist CFR, New World Order, fake conservative. If I have to explain it to you, there's no hope. I mean, Mitt Romney. Heavens to Betsy. Let's go ahead and go to Ron Paul, 89 seconds. It's like he's in the Indy 500, and they give him a quarter tank of gas, bald tires, and tell him he has to drive 100 miles an hour, and everybody else can drive 200. And then when he starts winning, they come out and shotgun his tires out from under him. And then the sheep will say, well, they said he can't win. They said he can't win. When he diagnosed the entire problem we're now facing and predicted it. Here is his 89 seconds.
Follow up with you for just 30 seconds. Is it worth going to war to prevent a nuclear weapon in Iran?
No, it isn't worthwhile. The only way you would do that is you would have to go to the Congress. We as Commander-in-Chief aren't making the decision to go to war. You know, the old-fashioned way, the Constitution, you go to the Congress and find out if our national security is threatened. And I'm afraid what's going on right now is similar to the war propaganda that went on against Iraq. And, you know, they didn't have weapons of mass destruction, and it was orchestrated, and it was, to me, a tragedy of what's happened these past last 10 years, the death and destruction, $4 trillion in debt. So no, it's not worthwhile going to war. If you do, you get a declaration of war, and you fight it, and you win it, and get it over with.
Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Paul, my spidey sense tells me we have a debate about to get launched here. I know you have an opinion you'd like to weigh in.
Yes. Torture is illegal. And by our laws, it's illegal by international laws.
How do you define torture, sir?
Well, waterboarding is torture, and many other things. It's illegal under international law and under our law. It's also immoral, and it's also very impractical. There's no evidence that you really get reliable evidence. Why would you accept the position of torturing 100 people because you know one person might have information? And that's what you do when you accept the principle of torture. I think it's uncivilized and have no practical advantages, and it's really un-American to accept on principle that we will torture people that we capture.
And Major, I have to weigh in. I have to say
that's it. That's it. You're at the debate. You get 89 seconds, buddy boy, with the cheers, 89 seconds. That's all the time you get. Now, Mitt Romney, 10-plus minutes. Everybody else, you get plenty of time because you're not a real threat. You're not intelligent. You're a bunch of teleprompter-reading political prostitutes that can't be trusted. If the American people don't vote for Ron Paul, well, we tried as best we could. We'll continue to fight on. But a lot of you idiots out there deserve what the bankers are doing to you. A designed global depression. We'll be back with your phone calls, geoengineering, chemtrail expos.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.